What's up, everybody? The Watchman welcomes you back for another episode of Talk and Play! Today, we're going to take a look at another popular game, Ratchet and Clank. Originally released sometime in 2002, this game takes place in a sci-fi universe and follows the adventures of an alien humanoid Lombax named Ratchet and his robot sidekick Clank, who travels throughout the universe, saving it from evil forces who consistently threatens it. This game was super popular to PlayStation gamers, and in 2016, they even rebooted this game with improved graphics, storyline, and lot more adventures. Following this, the new series, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, was released in 2021. This is absolutely an incredible game. This one is about our two heroes saving the multiverse, and also introduce a new playable character, Rivet. I would say that she's kind of a female version of Ratchet from another universe. Having played the older version of Ratchet & Clank, I've never pictured a female Lombax, and I think this Rivet character is pretty cool. Overall, the animation and gameplay are excellent! Absolutely stunning graphics and visuals. I have to also mention that there are quite a number of weapons that you will have the chance to purchase and use. To me, this is a 5-star game with enough twists and challenges to overcome, but yet so enjoyable. I highly recommend this game, which I'm pretty sure will not disappoint.
Yeah!
Well, that's my take on the PS5 game Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Now let me just squeeze in another review of the Pixar movie Turning Red. I watched this movie, and I simply enjoy it so much. This film is about Mei-Lin Li, a 13-year-old Chinese-Canadian girl who is torn between being her mother's obedient daughter and at the same time going through the emotional turbulence of adolescence. And also, to her horror, she transforms into a giant red panda whenever she's overly excited or agitated. Eventually, she learns to control her ability and embrace her new lifestyle. But in this film, you will see that Mei-Lin is asked to honor a ritual that will seal the red panda away for good, too. This movie depicts the struggles to balance meeting parental expectations and beautiful friendships. And I have to add that the animation of Mei's red panda, especially of her fur, was so good. And overall, it's a cute-looking red panda!
Whoa, oh my god.
I, for one, enjoyed this movie, as well as its messages. Heartfelt, and so entertaining in general. So watch this movie Turning Red with the family. It's absolutely recommended. Looks like we're out of time for today. Just like always, feel free to like and subscribe to my podcast. I'm your host, The Watchman, and I'll see you for more Talk and Play!